start the quickly start the second piece here. The pasuk says the pasuk Gimel. Vayas kena arok mokne amira elar rotsa asher tiva asher et Moshe. Aaron looked menorah, candles, just like Hashem was deciding to do. He was deciding to tell Moshe for Aaron to do it. What Aaron did. Rashi says, "Vayas kena Aaron." Rashi says a very famous idea: "La'agid shivcho shel Aaron." Shaloshina. You know why it says it in the pasuk Hashem Tziva Hashem is Moshe? It's because he wants it to emphasize to you that Vayas Kena Aaron, Aaron did exactly as he was told. Praise! The Valkyrie praise for Aaron that he did what he was told to do. He didn't change the tzibui that Moshe said to him. He did exactly what he was supposed to do. Everybody said, in your opinion, humble opinion, of course, obviously, would that be a praise? What was happening? That Aaron was going to change the tzibui from Moshe to Aaron. He was going to change it. But Baruch Hashem, he didn't change it. He really listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Moshe. That's great. Shkoyach. That's how you want to praise Aaron. Why is that a praise? Cheated. We do what Hashem says to do. We should do what Hashem says to do. If you do what Hashem says, you should be praised, or that's what you were created for. To serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even now, maybe we have struggles. Aaron HaKadosh! What was his problem? He was letting them know. That's great. So, that's the question we're trying to figure out. So Shem HaNetzel has a couple of approaches to answer this. One of them I think is a very nice nekuda for us to think about. Shem HaNetzel says, the second paragraph there on the right hand side, V'yatken aron opene amura hele neroseha. The Rashi, la gichuvad aron shalosh shina. The Rabbah of Perushim in Yashar shalzesh aron. A lot of people have taken a stand on what the chat is. But says Shem HaNetzel, I think the following. Mitachin, la'achet shnei perushim. Says the Shem HaNetzel, you can weave together two perushim here into one that will make it very, very nice. The word shalosh shina, right, is shaneh. One means to change. Another thing is, when we say shinun, okay, the shaneh means to do what? The chazit. Do it again, to repeat it. Okay? So says the Shem HaNetzel, if you look at the definition of the word, okay? He was lo shina. He didn't change, he didn't also duplicate. Says the Shem HaNetzel the following. Shelo shina hayna shelo yichlif. Number one, he didn't change it. The God, shelo chazar pa'amayim. He never did it the same way twice. The hainu. Generally speaking, a person loses his flair, loses his excitement, loses his zest for his zealousness for a mitzvah. When he's already done a lot of times, he loses his excitement. It's hard to go back the second and third time and do the same as the first time. It doesn't work for most people. How can you get it to be good? Rak im yishanek tzach v'yosif mashu v'avodaso imasha mikodem. How can you generate excitement by changing? Most people need an outside a shinui. Okay, a changing up of the format in order to create excitement for the Avodas Hashem. So the change keeps it from being repetition. Repetition would make it that it's not exciting anymore. The Sheva here, Al-Kain, V'chidusho Shalashi, the Aaron lo shina avodaso, v'mashu. Aaron did not change his avoda. He didn't change, which most people need to change. So when you didn't change, I could try. It's not good, right? It's going to be routine. Not interesting. Loss of excitement. No. Mikol makom, avim lo shina, hayna lo asa avadaso kimurgal. El derugisho to ha'itlavu v'simcha ko tse pam rishona. He didn't change at the one shot of shina. He didn't change. Yet, it wasn't repetitive. He wasn't doing it, no Shina. He wasn't going about and doing it again, repeating the action again. So the Sheva here is great. Our Kohen had tremendous hislavus and simcha and joy from lighting the candle each and every time he lit it. Even though it was the same lighting and the same avoda that he was doing day after day, morning and afternoon, he didn't need any outside gormim, any outside influences in order to keep it fresh. That is a tremendous Sheva of Aaron HaKohen. Ulai tamum bezeh gam ken hanechama shel shelcha v'lo mishelahem. Right, Rashi brings that Ban talks about at great length what the Hashem tried to pacify Aaron HaKohen. He says, listen, I know you have Lisha Das and Nassim, they all had a special day in the sun. Oh, what about me? Aaron HaKohen, Lisha Das. Hashem says, I'm going to give you plenty of Lora, and therefore your Nechama will be greater than what theirs is. What's the greater? Why is it greater? It says like this. Says the and when did it happen? At the beginning of the Chinuch Sa Mishkan, it did something big at the grand opening. Okay, it's a nice level. I should have done this alcohol in that, I hope that all Chas V'Shalom. But, you know, it's easy to be excited in the first week, first 2 weeks of Chinuch Sa Mishkan. First 2 weeks of Yeshiva. Very exciting. Great. First 2 weeks of the Zman. Oh, Yishmar. What about this 2 months into the Zman? 4 months into the Zman? So loses it. Hashem says, no. You are a Kohen. You're going to light each day. And I'm going to give you, and you're going to be Musugal, to feel that excitement and that enjoyment of the Avodas HaMishkan the same way the first time you did it, each and every time. And that's the Sheva of the prosecutor, Aaron HaKohen, that his Avodas Hashem was not just a functioning. It wasn't just routine. It wasn't just going through the motions. But each time he did that menorah, each little time that he put those candles, put those lights there, there was an excitement. It was a halakha that was being madlik. It was really lighting up. Okay? The Mishkan and the Avodas Hashem, the Torah Shabbat, all the things that it represents the menorah, that was what was special. And that's what we're saying here. Okay? Again, Kupchat, Shaloshina. The Shema, they didn't change. He didn't go to Mishana. What do I mean, Mishana? Two things. Number one, he didn't change. That's one kind of machine that people use. People use the machine because it keeps them fresh and works Hashem. And at the same time, he wasn't Mishana. He wasn't repeating. Even though he didn't change, he wasn't repeating. That was the great job of Aaron HaKohen. That although he didn't change, he wasn't doing it out of repetition and out of routine, but out of tremendously slavish and excitement for the Guarbo and for Simcha. And that's something we mentioned this many times already. This is a major avoda, an avodas Hashem. Okay? How do we keep things exciting? And how do we do it? And you know what? We may not get a lot of avodah. And one of the main tricks that we could use is to change things. Sometimes it's to change it up. Change up your schedule. Change up your learning. Change up who you're learning with. Change shir, whatever it may be. Sometimes we need to change. We need to shake things up. Things become very, very routine day after day, week after week, month after month. We need touches. That's okay. But, and that's good for us. But Aaron HaKohen, okay, the Sheva of the Pasuk, Vayas Kein Aaron. Aaron was not like that. Aaron was able to get to that Madrega of tremendous Islamic Sufra and Avodah Hashem by not changing. After not changing, okay, it was still, he was able to reach that tremendous heights of enjoying Avodah Hashem. Yes.
The ideal is to keep a routine, but not, like, the ideal is not to change.
If we were holding by the ideal situation, is that we would do the every Avodah Hashem, we would never have to change anything. We would just do it, and we'd be excited every time it comes like the first time. Teva Adam is not that way. Most people don't look like that. The more they do it, the less it becomes exciting. By Aaron, that was the Chesed of Aaron. And that's why the Pasuk goes out of his way to give a Sheva to Aaron here, and it's a tremendous Sheva. Those who know a little bit about Avodah Hashem realize, wow, what a Sheva that is to Aaron going. We're not holding by that. Generally speaking, it's not easy for us to keep that excitement. Okay. That's idea number one. Very important. We spoke about this, okay? In different contexts, we spoke about when we spoke about some weeks ago, we talked about Parshas Achremos.
Right? Not going to go, she'll come in every day.
Only once a year. One of the ways to keep things fresh is doing it once in a while. The Torah has gimmicks and ideas of how we will be able to keep our Avodas Hashem fresh. One of them is, don't do it too often. But sometimes there are things we have to do all the time. How is this keep those things fresh? It's hard. Sometimes you have to think of, say, tell you the tefillah. You have to have a new kavana. You have to, use a new sitter, use a new perush, learn something new about it. You have to be miran in. You have to wake yourself up to make sure that things don't become just basic. We don't do anything, it would be wonderful. It's not so partial. We're still, we're working. We have a long way to go. Okay. The Pasuk says, Ki Pasuk Yudzayin, Ki Li Ko Bechor B'nei Yisrael V'adam V'Behema. Hashem made the transfer between the Levim for the Bechors. The Etnas of Levim between the Aron Levanam and Tov Bnei Yisrael. Lavorat Avodat Bnei Yisrael Bomoed. Uchapir Av Bnei Yisrael. Vloyev Bnei Yisrael Negev. Begeshet Bnei Yisrael Akosh. What part do you see a lot of times in the Tov Bnei Yisrael? How many times? Five times in one pasuk. It's a lot. It's not so common. Okay? Rashi says, Al Hakom. Yeah. Chamisha Pam Nemer B'nei Yisrael B'mikra Zeh Lo'odiyah Chibasa Shenichpuhu As Kiroseya B'mikra Echad Kivin L'chamisha Kom Shei Torah V'chein Riki B'reshit Rav. Rashi quotes, now you know what this is showing? The tremendous law Hashem has right now? Because they're named five times in this pasuk? Connected the five Chamisha Kom Shei Torah. Very nice! Yes, I know. What does it mean? I have no idea. Sounds nice. It's a nice idea. What's the depth of the Medrash? Chamisha Pamim? Ki Chamisha Kom Shei Torah. Cute! That's one question. Second, what was Pshat? Second question, bigger, is why is it here? The Torah is full of times of seven Bnei Yisrael. Da'akwa, here, they decided we should speak about the Shevach of Bnei Yisrael. What's up with Bnei Yisrael now? We're talking about the Levim. They're the main attraction here. They're clearly on the table. They took over. They were chosen. Hashem chose them as Yisrael and Mesharsin. And we forgot to mention to you, Hashem loves Bnei Yisrael also. And he makes them a very important, just like the other Hashem and Shekhar. And you know what, I have a good place for you? Maybe in Sefer Dvarim, when Hashem talks about when we talk about how Hashem chose Am Yisrael, okay? We call all the Umos, not because they were so great, but because they had Avtach and Avravin, Lomir Ubuchemical Amin. But it was Am Yisrael, it was Avtach, it was Andras. So over there, you talk about how Am Yisrael was beautiful. What does that do to Levim? That's the question. That's the Maharal's question. Rari asks, the kasha, ma inyano lekan, shemazkir ma'alas ha'shay yisrael kan. What is this doing here? In asking the question, he's been explaining two things now. Not only what it's doing here, it also tells us what it means. But one of the main problems is, even if the message is correct, there's a chamisha kum shetorah, so what? Ma kasha. This is the Maharal, beautiful. Okay, he's got two pshatim, and I'm going to put the two other pshatim as well. Okay? Here I'll put the two outside pshatim first. The Shem HaTov is not a Shem. Shem HaTov says two pshat. Number one, he says, is that, what's beautiful about this point? He says, and this is a very important lesson for all fathers out there, and also the generations, is that you have to make sure that all of your children feel loved. It's an important lesson. When does it become umaisa? When does it become more practical that you have to make sure this is really true? It's true all. But when does it really become an issue? When one child has a birthday. And he has a present. Big, beautiful present. Or his parents take him out. Okay? For a special treat. How do the other kids feel? Lousy. You'll tell them, but in 6 months it's your birthday. I'll take you out in 6 months. Is that going to do it for him? It doesn't make him feel good. Grandma was there. How can you make him feel better? You have to do something at a time. You're sacrificing and you're treating one special. You have to treat everybody special. So you take one kid out. So you know what? At least five other kids beat you also. Then you don't feel so bad. And then one kid getting a special treat, everyone gets a little lesser treat. Okay, at least they all get something. How come Vogel says, I take Shiva lady for me? Shiva and Akala, they're all mine. They'll be on a Sharpton, they're the ones who are willing to go to the Hashem, they're the ones in the Mishkan, I want them close by, inner circle, Hakol Yafeh. Hashem says, well, bro, this is not going to be a good situation. You know what? I feel quite a place to build on this one. Here, exactly! Now, when one shaded is being singled out and being special and being named as the close one to the Baruch, she says, I want you to know you're all special to me. Chiva Yisera. Hashem says, you're all a Torah. You're all Chamisha Chum Shei Torah to me. You're all special. Like that Kli, Ganuz, the special Kli that I have by me, you're all sacred Torah. Now we understand. That's this was the time of place to die. We just saw it happen last night, by our own, in the same parasha. Did the city have the name of the sun? I was going, woo! You just, it's a very important lesson. And we learned the lesson the hard way. By Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu went ahead, picked his son, okay? Everyone knows, it was Boruah. He was the favorite. That's what students came out of it. There was a lot of trouble after that. It's an important lesson. It's an important lesson as a teacher. It's an important lesson as a roommate. It's an important lesson as a father. It's an important lesson as a counselor. By Teva, we are in shock to certain people. Okay? We're in greater sharing to certain people. There's stronger ties. Okay? But it doesn't mean you have to be aware of the fact that there are other people are interested. They're also, they're sensitive. Being sensitive to this point to others, and you should try to give them the feeling that they're also as important. It's very crucial. That's what Sensei Shamatov is going on here. Okay. That's Shamatov. Chat, Ayin Chat, Chenna Gimel. But, the Gurari says two Dimshas in here. Right, it says the Yesh Lomar. Zel Dibur Ritzui Shamar Levim Ashreichem Shetisku L'Chapa Bnei Yisrael Maskira Kotsu Shmosan Chamisha Pamim Bekatud Achad Kene Chamisha Kum Shetor Lahodia Sheyisrael VeChamisha Kum Shetora Shavim Shveshvio Shneim Nivra Ha'olam Kum Shepirish Rashi Detchilas Parshas Bereishis. Hashem says, Hashem Levi, you know what you're watching over? Your job is to do everything in the Mishkan, so that everything is good for Bnei Yisrael. Do you know the special people who you're protecting? Do you know how valuable those people are? Now, this is giving the Levim, okay? They were just given a mandate, a very important job. But, you know, it was important, but it's only as important as the goal. If the goal is the Chava Bnei Yisrael, who are the Bnei Yisrael people? If you are, let's go about this more, right? If you're the cab driver, of some lowly person, okay? Who's, whatever, not this guy, this lowly, okay? Or you're the cab driver for the Gaon of Yisrael, okay? What makes you feel more important? Cab driver of the Gaon of Yisrael! Whoever you're working for, you're watching over, okay? The more conscious that person is, the greater it is for you. So the Levim are told here, you have a job. Watch over the Mishkan, be Mechaber Bnei Yisrael.
Who are these people? She says, you know these people are?
These people are wanting to see your Torah. Not only want to see the Torah, but the same reason that for the Rashis, the Torah, the world was created, the Torah was created for Rashis, which is by Israel. As I said, the first Rashi. First, the beginning of the Torah. Rashis. What was Rashis? Rashis is the Torah. Rashis is Klal Yisrael. You're watching over the reason why the world was created for Bnei Yisrael. Now, you feel important? Yeah, I feel important. Thank you. So the Shevach here of Bnei Yisrael is really
giving an extra charge to Levim to recognize what a chashuv position they got. That's pshat number one in the Maharal. Ve'od yesh lefarish, seven lines down, she'achasu ba'lahaz v'salim she'yushu m'mamidah sh'lo yakuv b'nei Yisrael ha'mishkan sh'lo yeh ketzef al b'nei Yisrael v'yamusu. They have to make sure they're watching the Mishkan so that people won't come into Mishkan who don't belong there, Zarim, who are Tamei, or don't belong there. And they will, Hashem won't get upset, he won't kill people. That's their job. They're Shomrei HaMishmeres. They're Shomrei the Sha'arim, the Levim. That's their job. Sharei kol achad miYisrael chashuv chamish shechum shei Torah. V'imeis harei kiyu nisraf sefer Torah, ki yisrael perek haroeh. U'mefarash hamatam de'adam shemeis k'sefer Torah shemeis adam. ולפי שהיה יכול עוד, ולפי שהיה יכול עוד ללמוד, וכיו שמייס הרי כספר תורה שנשרף, לכן הרי תם שפר, את דעת הדים, לא יהיה בני ישראל קצב. רץ לומר, וחיתם, מה אכפת? יהיה קצב, ימות! על זה אמר הרי, איך הם מישראל כחמיש לחום של תורה, ולפי שמייס נחשב כספר ספר תורה. Says, הקדוש ברוך הוא, your job is to watch over the Mishkan. Spuat. The nobody should come in and get punished. And if they won't come in, they get punished. Okay, listen, they deserve it. They were told not to come in. They violated Hashem's order. They deserve to get punished. So they'll be killed. What about us? Why is it so important we do our job? No, you said our job also. Hashem says, no, don't you do this? You're right. They should do the right thing. But you know what? You have a responsibility to put it into your hands to watch over. Hashem says, doesn't happen. Why is it so important it doesn't happen? Hashem says, because Klal Yisrael is five times. What's five times in the Sefer Torah? Because each person is a Sefer Torah. And if a person is removed, even though he did something wrong, but you could have prevented that. So it's like you stood idly by while you saw Sefer Torah be burnt. That's an neshama. That's a Klal Yisrael. That's for each individual Klal Yisrael. Because Sefer Torah halach is dummy. Why? Because all the Torah could have come out still. That's when we were possible. So you're regardless to protect that. Regardless to protect that. Okay? You have an important job. You have something really important. Meaning these two perushim, okay, are coming along the side of the Levian, okay, a real charge to recognize, okay, they both have the same shorish. Recognize what it is you're guarding over. Okay? Think of it, same marshal. If you're a guard, okay, and you have like this glass box and gives you, and inside is some, you say some kind of gem, jewel, I don't know. Okay? So if you think of $5, $500, $500,000, $500 million, or $500 billion, okay, you'll take your job differently. You'll treat it differently, you'll think of it differently. Right? So Hashem here, when he's putting Levim in charge of the Mishkan, and of Klal Yisrael, to make sure there's no ketzer, and to make sure they do the right thing, and to make sure that they have mechaber and bnei Yisrael, all those things. The more he pumps up Klal Yisrael, the more he pumps up the Levim, and makes them recognize what a chashuv position they have. How do you do that? By comparing them to the Torah. When you tell us that Klal Yisrael was created, the world was created for Klal Yisrael, and every person in Klal Yisrael is a walking sefer Torah, and the joy, and such a sad situation is when a sefer Torah is being removed. So now we feel, oh, this is important. We better do our job seriously. We can't be sitting on the job. We can't be sleeping on the, you know, guards, you know, sitting by the doors. We gotta make sure we're doing that, make sure it's okay. That's what was going on here for Maharal, the two perushim of Maharal.
These both these perushim, I think, give us another insight, two insights. Number one, on the value of Klal Yisrael, the rules created for Klal Yisrael, each yachid in Klal Yisrael, the national state, the Torah dami. Okay, recognize our own value, what we said is also who we are, what we're valued as. Okay? Number one, and number two, that whenever we're given something, okay, to do responsibility, the more responsibility it has behind it, the greater we have to treat it. Okay? And that's what Hashem is doing here also, telling the Levim, you have a tremendous responsibility.
Recognize what you were given over in your hands. And maybe also, that also gives us a little bit of a responsibility also, when we recognize that we are the Torah, we're given the source of limit of learning Torah, and going out, and we carry the dega of Torah outside, we have to recognize that comes with responsibility. We are the protectors of the Torah. We're the Shomrei Torah.
So if we're being shown the Torah, we have to recognize what it is that we have. The more we recognize what we have, the more we recognize our responsibility is to act and to behave and to speak and to think in such a way that's befitting of the Ben Torah. Okay, that's the two pshatim Aral and one pshat of the Shem HaTov about equality, making sure everyone is feeling important, and when one is being emphasized, even though it's necessary, you have to make sure you have to also even it out by everybody else. Okay, three pshat. Reshit Chachma, by Pesach She'eni, very famous pasuk, okay, let's keep in mind. We're talking now of Pesach Sheni. This is the second year out of Mitzrayim. This is the only Pesach that was brought in the Midbar. Okay? So they got the Eretz Yisrael. Now, these people are coming, and they'll feel scared. We want to do the Pesach. Now, aside from the Pashup Shad, which is that we don't want to lose out on Pesach, which is, you know, the mitzvah, why should we remaster it? We don't find that this taina by any other place in the Torah. There are probably people who are coming to other places. They lost out of doing certain things, you tell me you can't do certain things, right? And these people, they want to do Korban Pesach. They're plotting to do Korban Pesach. It's a beautiful thing in of itself. But it's a little strange what was digging at them so much that they're talking about Korban Pesach. What was so chashuv about doing Korban Pesach? They didn't want to miss out on this opportunity. So, Meshach Chachma, on the side here, Meshach Chachma says a beautiful thing. And he really goes to be so shorish of Korban Pesach. Okay? Look what he says here. He starts off by saying that there are certain things, but the Gemara says that anytime it says the Lashon of Chitavo El Yisrael El Eretz Canaan, whatever it means, that until it was Yerusha and Yeshiva, 14 years of Kibush of Eretz Yisrael, until they finally settled in, there's no tzibur to do that thing. And then by Pesach, it says it also, Chitavo, so there was no tzibur to do Kavet again in Eretz Yisrael. Elema, the Gemara says, okay, which is that, but Pesach Sheni was a special thing, a Pia Dibur, that was just do Pesach Sheni. Second year out of Mitzrayim, really the first year. After they looked the first one in the Mitzrayim. The next year, Pesach Sheni is called, that was the first real Pesach did in the Midbar. That's what they have to do. So, ask Meshach Chachma, in came Loi Mutsum Mel Pesach Mishumachi, Loi Kuru, Kol Ayil from the Midbar. I hopped about the second year and also in when they were in Gilgal, they also were one more time. Apiyah Dibur Haya, that's all close to the Kiddushim. Batam Shinistavu Nere. Why were they Mitzuvah in Pesach Sheni? What was so important about Pesach Sheni? Why was there a Tzibur for that? Okay, now we're going into a little bit of analyzing the Kaddish Baruch here, which is a little dangerous. Okay, but we're trying to figure out what in the world was the time, Hadin, why Pesach Sheni, there was a Tzibur for it. Why? Lama. The Batzan will come and come out. We found that sometimes when we're breaking away from Avodah Zarah, the way we do it, or the way we symbolize that we're breaking off, is by bringing Korban Pesach. How do you see it? Moshe Zahn Bechizkia, Ahresha B'yaru Kala Tuma, Ve'otsiru Hanida, Ve'hiviru Karbanos, Ve'chav Ashkelet Avodah Zarah, Asa Pesach Hashem. There's a famous idea about Titiski and Alatan, he was Ma'aber, the Shana, in Nisan, he was inappropriate, he was supposed to be Ma'aber in Adam. Okay, if you're going to do it, you have to do it before like Nisan is Kaddish, you have to be Ma'aber Adam and make another change. Titiski and Alatan, though, did Ma'aber the Shana, even though it was in Nisan, he was Ma'aber that Shana. He had supposed to do it, and Alatan did that. What was so important to Titiski and Alatan that he went ahead and he went to be Ma'aber the Shana in Nisan? Because, you know, it's history. They had just finished doing a major cleanup in Klal Yisrael. They got rid of all the Zara. Since Chizkiyah, you know what though? We're going to miss the Korban Pesach if we don't be Ma'aver Shana. They weren't ready. They didn't talk. They weren't going to have the right time. Chizkiyah says, you know what we're going to do? Even though I know it's not right. I'm going to be Ma'aver the Shana now so we can finish the job and we can get into Korban Pesach. Oh, we'll miss Korban Pesach. It won't be appropriate. Why? Because we have to first get rid of all the Avodah Zarah before we can do the Korban Pesach. Because there's something that's against, there's something that's anti, we'll spend a second. second between the Avodah Zarah and Korban Pesach. They don't go together.
That was one place to see.
And also, V'lachein Amud HaSifri says, V'chi Yagun Shem Gir V'asafet HaShem Yochol V'yad Shu L'tahir Me'Avodah Zarah Tamul Omar Tehuk HaSafet Lut Mishpato Yaseh. Also, Sifri says that there was a person who comes in here. The Sifri says, you would think that maybe he should be a Korban Pesach when he becomes a Ger. Tell him, oh, no, he doesn't bring a Ger, he doesn't bring it in the time of Pesach. He doesn't bring it on the day he becomes a Ger. Ask the Meshach Hachma, what in the world is the Havimian that the Ger should bring in Tammuz, when he comes here, and he dumps himself and his mila, why is he bringing Korban Pesach? Not measure!
You see, that when he's breaking away from Avodah Zarah, it's time to bring Korban Pesach.
Lama! That's all, now we're just so fast. There's a connection between removing from Avodah Zarah, separating from Avodah Zarah, and bringing Korban Pesach. Question is, what's the pressure? Why are they so opposite?
Everything is opposite, serving Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why Dafka Avodah Zarah?
And how is Korban Pesach the tikkun of that?
Sister Nachman, let me tell you.
Ki HaPesach more al hashkacha apratit. Asher mitzuyunim ba Yisrael mekol amin. Asher yudil ben amo b'nei Yisrael mitzrayim. Yudil ben b'chor aneinu b'chor. Number one, it shows Hashkacha Pratis. Why? Because the Pesach, when it happened, the night of Korban Pesach brings us back to Mitzrayim. Test Bob. What happened? Hashem said, Mitzrayim here, Klai Yisrael here. Before Mitzrayim here, Klai Yisrael here. Before Klai Yisrael. The separation, the involvement of the Hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the night of Korban Pesach. Number one. Number two. Umoreh al hayuto v'atoy bracha poel v'loshur nisim mesuvah. Shiloka amu asher basar ashgafato l'rum al ato l'tochot ha-gagalim garmei shamayim asher manhigim et ha-teva asher zen nozdu kol darki ha-vodazah ha-vodazah. Second thing is, it shows, Prophetah shows, brings us back to Mitzrayim. It says Hashem came down to Mitzrayim. He didn't send others. Hashem ikal kol b'chor v'eretz Mitzrayim. Showing that Hashem was directly in connection. Hashem is running the world. It's not other beings, not other powers, not other kochos, not other stars and constellations. It's a good powerful running the show. Korban Pesach highlights that point as well. Umore asher Hashem baruch hu sebe kiyar nimtzayim. It also shows Korban Pesach that Hashem wants the world to exist. Ubi yosef al tzara yosef achazet in the right path, doing the right things. The chevra enoshit, he wants there to be a social, civilized people in the world. Asher itamzeh nochal chaburos, they shokten al yachid. But lo chavit Hashem b'hashkatat nefesh ha-medaber b'hakiv ha-melav chalila le'el mutaru ke'ele. Hashem wants people to exist. He wants there to be society. He wants there to be connection. He wants there to be community. That's why the prophet was eating the chabur. And if you're a yachid, it ain't shokin al yachid. You can't be brought for a yachid. Hashem wants there to be involvement. He wants there to be camaraderie.
He doesn't also,
Allah doesn't want there to be death. He doesn't want people to be killed. He wants people to be alive. He wants, like now, like it was a be mocked with your sons, chas v'shalom,
molech. This is not molech.
Hashem wants malchus. He wants melech, not molech. What is the melech and molech? Above. What's the real difference in melech and molech? Molech, okay, you give yourself up, okay, to the molech.
Melech, okay, if everyone gave themselves up, okay,
and to the melech, literally, you won't be a melech anymore. You can't be a melech, but you don't have any people. A melech below am. Melech needs people. He doesn't want people to be mocking themselves from his devos. So Hashem says, I'm the melech. Means I want you to serve me.
Not serve me literally. Don't serve yourself up to me.
Not like Moses. I want you to be a melech. I want you to recognize me as a melech. Therefore, serve me, but in real life. That's 3 points. Two more. Next paragraph. Af mashmish b'lev b'lavav Yisrael ki kulam shavim v'am kadosh l'Hashem Elokav. V'kol adam ha'ur l'avov l'hashkacha elokit l'chein ein chazer v'shuk v'pesach. Another thing Hashem says that I want to teach you is that everybody in Klal Yisrael is important. And everyone has value. And everyone has to have equality in Klal Yisrael. And that's why there's no chazer v'shuk on Kol Pesach. Meaning, there's no one of Kehuna on Kol Pesach. There is not Kehuna in general. It's important. The Kehuna are working hard. They're doing everything in the Middash. It's important. They have to get fed. They need to eat steak. It's important. Absolutely. But you know what? Kol Pesach keeps us a different Yisrael. That there, it's something, don't think that the Hashem doesn't value and doesn't think that everybody can reach tremendous love of Hashkach Elohim. That's why we call Pesach. When it's this time we're dedicating ourselves to Hashem, everyone's equal for Kol Pesach. And last but not least, number four. Number five. Umora avat Hashem bar kivatel hashiva me'adam la'adam. La'vadai hem lo avadim la'avadim. Bekulam b'necham. The fifth thing that Kol Pesach shows Hashem wants us to serve Him and not serve each other. You want avadim to other people in Klai, other humans. We're avadim only to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're really b'nei chorin klafei people. We're ends to Hashem. Everyone's free. But part of being free, ain't that part of the Mishnah of the Torah. Being free, okay, means you make your own decisions. Making your own decisions, though, means you should make the right decision. The right decision is that we recognize who, how you came to this world, what you're here for, and who you're here for. And then you'll be an Eved to Hashem. But you'll be a Ben Chori making the decision that you want to be an Eved. Those are the 5 points that Kor Pesach shows. Lachem, when we want to break away from Avodah Zarah, and we want to show our dedication to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we really are thinking about ourselves, a commitment to serve you wholeheartedly, there is no greater Avodah than Kor Pesach. It shows so many elements of the connection of a Kadosh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael and the values of Klal Yisrael. And that's why the Sifri said when a Ger is coming to Klal Yisrael, maybe he should bring a Kol Pesach. Whatever it is, whatever time it is, whatever the coming year, I don't care. Why? Because you're coming to Tachas Kanafei Shechina. You want to bond yourself to the Shechina, be part of Am Yisrael, the best thing you could do, I mean, to be bring Kol Pesach. Question is why they say no. Okay, but still, even the Halloween that we should bring Kol Pesach shows that this is obviously a tremendous statement of being part of Am Yisrael. And it's because of these reasons, of the tremendous amount of hashgacha that's being shown and the benefit of the world with Kol Pesach. And that's why Pesach in the Midbar was a tikkun. We ask, why would we bring one to the Midbar in Pesach Sheni? The answer is because it was a tikkun for the Avodah Zarah, for the Chet Ha'Egel. They had, right, they brought the Chet Ha'Egel during that year. They got the Torah, right, they left the shrine. They went to the Sivan after Torah. Then they waited for Moshe to come down, design tables. He didn't come down, right? They did the Chet Ha'Egel. The following year, Nisan, 6 months later, 8 months later, they had a Sivui to make Kol Pesach. And the Tikkun of Chet Ha'Egel, says the Meshachah. Why? Because that's what you do in order to get rid of Chet Ha'Egel. When you want to break away from Avodah Zarah, you got to make Kol Pesach. So that one was a Sivui. After that, it was another one. And that's why I think also now, and he doesn't say it, but I think this is part of what he's saying. Not thinking of myself, to add my own ending. Which is, that's why Klal Yisrael was so upset. Let me go. Why should we be any more upset than anybody else? Who wants to be Kol Pesach? What was that China? Two things. Number one, we don't want to be a Tikkun. We also want to be a Tikkun. We want also to be a Tikkun. We connect with our Baruch Hu, and we commit to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. We want any less. We don't miss out on this opportunity. This is the greatest of all there is. And number two, even nicer, is, I mean, this is the myth of equality. Where's the equality? You said everyone's equal. You said everyone can reach certain levels. But you're cheating us on that. It's not fair. Meaning one of the things that we mentioned, Avodah Pesach, okay, shows that everybody in Klal Yisrael is special, and everyone's equal, and everyone can do it, and everyone can reach certain levels. But now you're not giving that opportunity. Don't tell me. I already did it wrong. I was doing the mitzvah. You can't die.
And this is supposed to be the fair mitzvah. Yeah, they had a kaina. Lama said, Hashem says, you're right. I'll give you another opportunity. But that's why that's for this mitzvah, okay? They were upset. That's why they complained here. Simply about Pesach. And to realize here now, okay, again, it's unfortunate, we're still in the past, the Sarenu Arad, okay? From Kuran Pesach. We're not from Pesach, it's nice, we're fitting it, we're fitting it, but, and on the Shabbos, okay, we don't know about Pesach, what it means. But the more we understand, the more we learn about Kuran Pesach, okay? Through the learning of the messages, we can get a better feel of, and we even sadder, about what we're missing out on, and we move forward, but we should hopefully one day be zoned to, soon. But the Fakot, to recognize the words, beautiful words of Meshech Chachma, and why it's so important to have a Korban Pesach, what it shows, and what kind of an avodah is, and why was that the first avodah that Klal Yisrael had to do for Kadosh Baruch Hu? The very first mitzvah, okay, that they were suited to do, okay, Chodesh Lachem is a Mikhail's quote. But it was all about, okay, the beginning of the people of Korban Pesach, the whole pair of two things involved, it's about Korban Pesach. Why is that the inaugurating avodah? Because this is how we show that we're leaving this line, we're breaking away from avodah zara, and we're coming out of our direction. Just like again. Later on in the parsha, we have famous nun, backwards nuns. Vayigin Sarum Yom Moshe, Sinshishi. There were backwards nun before, but I even saw Aaron. There were backwards nun at the end of those two sukkim. Nucha Yom Ashura Hashem Rebosat HaYisrael, backwards nun. And then we continue on. Everybody's trying to figure out why the backward nuns. What's going on? Lama. What is it doing here? So, see, after, the key after. The yakin in the top left. It's a beautiful chat. The yakin says, go to the second shaft. Dover Acher. The Fisher can do me your story. Ain't as many young. You're my man. That's doing you with me one day, I leave you for 2 days. Masho, the Stein for Kim Zemizet. Zelech, Mila Mizra, Zel Mila Mara. Nizra Shemra Kokim, Zemizet, Shem Mila. Kachum Akosim, Kihim and Asumi Akhre Hashem, Vinazor Akhor, Der Sosh Yami Ashina, Ulamadze, Gamarom Vitashem, Seth Nahem, the Tahik Mahem, Der Sosh Yami, Nitzar Rasuk, Der Shish Yami. The name, the Tua Lahem Lucha, and Amitzor Hashem Asubahem. Meaning, the prophet said, you leave me one day, I'll leave you 2 days. What does it mean to you 2 days? It means, if you leave me one day, I'll leave you one day. How far are we now? 2 days. You only work one day apart, but I also work one day apart. So to hold that you are mitrachek from me, I'm mitrachek from you. Not, I'm staying in the same place and you're leaving me. That will be half bad. But since I'm also going to go away, why should I be leaving than you? You're leaving me, so I'll leave you. But we always talk about how Kadosh Baruch Hu only mimics what we do. We're close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we meet Torah and half of Masha Ti. Why should you stay in the same place and look foolish? Okay, it's like when you have a party with somebody, okay? And you walk away. So, if the person stands there, that you want, he stands there, he's a fool, and you walk away. Ha, I really showed him. He walks away also. How's the problem with that? Both of you walk away. Nobody wants. Nobody feels foolish. I think it's good. Shem says, I'm not going to stand here and then wait for you to come back while you walk away. I'm also going to go away. So, if you leave me one day, we're really 2 days apart. So, it says the person, they left Hashem 3 days. Shem says, not 3 days, we're 2 days apart. I'm also leaving. Aaron was not there 3 days away from Yisrael. You're not interested in me, I'm not interested in you. You turned away Katina Kaborach Meta Sefer. You're running away from Har Sinai. Some of my hair. They turned away fast from what they got in Har Sinai. I'm also going to turn away. No problem. The Kor Mishmula says it to Yaakov now. Okay, hold on to your seat, see what I said. Shezeu sod nun hafucha. Shebein tevas hamachene ubein vayitin tzor Aaron. This is the nun that's backwards, the second one. Kinun hafucha ha'achona. Sorry, the first one. Kinun hafucha ha'achona merves da'atun atam zacharna sadaga. Kinun ha'indag. The second nun, which comes at the end of the pasuk of Nucha Yomar, It says the few seconds later, the Israel start complaining. But how they remember the Daga Asher Achanu Mitzrayim Pasuk Hey, the Chanas Daga Asher Achanu Mitzrayim Chinam. It was so devout that we ate fish in Mitzrayim. Tremendous. The word Dug, okay, in Aramaic, Nun is a Dug. Nun, the Nun Vav Nun, okay, is a fish. What it means? Definition. Dug is Hebrew. Nun is Aramaic. So Dag, Hafucha. The second Nun is going to teach you that they were backwards fish. What if they were backwards fish? Your claim, your taina about eating fish with trying is backwards. It's cuckoo. It's all cool. You're remembering, the vow they do everything inside of eating fish. Even the word fish, okay? I don't think they were. But even the word fish with trying, okay? Believe me, it was not a good situation. They were eating fish with trying. I can promise you that. Now they're venting. So they're venting about a lot of bad things that have gone wrong. Then Hashem says, listen, that tying about remembering the fish and you try is backwards. That's the second one. That one, let's read all this. But the first one says the Priyakar. Alanum Rishona, Remesh Yisrael Yisraelim Dagim. The first Nun is that Yisrael compared to Dagim. She'ikr chiyusa v'mayim. They live in the water. Alkein kol dag poneh panav l'shul l'tof mayim. Therefore the dog always wants to stay in the water. L'makom chiyuse, where it's living, where it can still exist. Alainu ofeh panav l'spat hayam. It doesn't go off to the edge and go off to the shoreline. It'll die. He's any craft for Rishon makom chiyuse. If it swims to the shore, okay, it is driving itself to death. That's crazy. No one wants to do that. You don't turn your back to your life source. The fish swims into the water, not away from the water, out of the water. Kachis on Nemar Baham Vayid Gulavov Shu Kedagim Alav. Therefore, we compare to fish. To Ikur Chiyusam Batora Shushalaman. We are compared to the fish. Since the fish live in the water, we live in water. Where is the water? Ein Maim Al Torah. Klaiso needs to live in Torah. Needs to live our life source. Remember, we recognize that our bloodline, what keeps us going, is Torah. Just like the fish live in the water. That's actually Gemara Bracha, Rabbi Akiva. That's how he answered Papa's Ben Yehuda. He said to him, why are you teaching Torah? He says, listen, I'm like a fish. Same way they can't exist out of water, I can't exist out of Torah. So I'm teaching people even though it's Asur. Okay. Ubizman she is so borchi me ha she did go borchi to say there how in can nun dag afuch when they're running away from the Torah they're like a fish running away from water ha porish mokum ha chiyuso pore pano ha sapa vachutz they're going away from their life source kach yisro pano panem in arom bis Hashem in mokum chiyusam al kina nun afucha ki hafchu panem in ha pasuk vayim so arom Moshe u panem al tevas ha machane now listen to what he says now about it. The pasuk says before, "Va'anan Hashem aleihem lomam benosam mihamachane." Last word is machane. Then comes the nun hafucha. Then comes Vayikra Zoram Ovei Moshe. Says the Priyakar, the nun is hafuch. It's backwards. It's got its back to Vayikra Zoram Moshe, and it's going towards the nun. Okay, it's going towards machane. Torah machane nun. Okay, we're facing, it's backwards. It's going this way. As opposed to going towards the Torah, it's going towards the Machaneh. What is the Machaneh? Send the Kuyat, I'll tell you what the Machaneh is. When is Al Hazman Shin Strava Nasogu Achor Min Aron Brit Hashem? They're going away from the Aron to the Torah, which is the light source. Upanem al Machaneh. All they're looking at is the encampment of the people. Hainu Ha'am. Ki La'avak Inanei Olam Azeh. Asher B'nei Ha'machaneh. Nisagin Behem. They're looking at the people. What do the people want? People want to live it up. They want to enjoy this world. They want to party. That's what they involve themselves in. That's what they want to do. Ugin sochein b'nei amachane who pone or v'ashchina who pone tole gemach ma'asav kishia adam chashur b'machane usav b'nagia says the Tanakhler. You know what people want? You don't live your life? You turn your back against Torah in order to please everybody who lives around you. That's what Klai Yisrael was doing. They put their back to Vayikra Zoram Moshe and said they were facing and driving themselves towards the Machaneh. The Machaneh is to please the people and do what everyone else is doing because it's not in to do Torah. It's more in to do what everyone else is doing, which is living it up in this world, partying, having a great gosh in this life, and really enjoying your stay in this world. That's what they're worried about. That was Klai Yisrael running away from Har Sinai, back to Har Sinai, and running towards and facing towards the Machaneh. And here comes the clincher. This is still, says the Kriyakar, our big chait, Hamisavim, Arichus HaGolos. This is why we're still in Golos. Ki Kirubam, Ki Pamu Peneim, in Arum, because Hashem Olam Achaneh. This is what we're doing. We're turning, all people have their backs to the Torah, and they're facing the Machaneh. Ashafil Kokishon HaMaisim, the Torah of Mitzvah, Einano Sin Lishma, Ki Im Kedei Lehit Adder Bahem Bifnei Abrios, Yusochem Neim. Now even when we're doing a Mitzvah, and we're learning Torah, and we're doing the right things, very often we're doing it in order to make, because when people are looking, it'll make them be good in their eyes. We're not doing because the Torah is what the right thing to do. We want to find favor and be blessed for doing what the Torah says. That's because of the Torah. And here he says, V'niturei Karta Ka'elu, Heim Heim Acharuvei Karta. Ah! What does it mean? The Turei Karta means that definition, the watchers of the gate. Okay? Watchers of the gate means those who are being shomer, you know, not good in the Turei Karta, okay, aren't Turei Karta. The Turei Karta means those who are watching the laws, like saving the word of Hashem. These people who are watching over the gates of Hashem, they're destroying the gates of Hashem. And even those who are doing the Torah mitzvahs, they think they're shomer the Torah, shomer the ear. They're destroying the ear. Because they're mitzvahs, they have an opportunity to do mitzvahs and Torah. They're letting it go by. They're wasting that nothingness. That's a disaster. Well, Toyodim Shekenhu, the Eno Mehashem, Harashir Yashkif Hashem, the Rabbi Yasir Ruach, the Zununi Kaben, the And if everyone sees this going on, this is the Messias of the Theater, and we're blowing it. We're missing the point of what it's all about. And the boy side, this is a tremendous Musar, Chayisra, obviously, but a tremendous Musar for us. Very often, many, many times, maybe it's a Sof Shana type of an idea, for some people here, okay, this is an issue that comes up. Sometimes, there's a conflict between what the Torah wants us to do, what we know the Torah wants us to do, what the world wants from us, and what will make everybody else happy. They don't always go together, more often than not, they don't go together. And the question is, are we here for the Machaneh, or are we here for the Torah, or That's the question. Are we turning our backs to Torah and facing the Machaneh? Or do we have our face towards the Torah, looking into what the Torah wants from us, and we have our backs towards the Machaneh, listening? I know that's what you want. Sorry, I can't please you guys all the time. I got to do it for 12 months with you. And this is a tremendous Musar. We take it correctly, utilize it right. It's a Shemesh Mizoche. Follow Kadosh Baruch Hu. Do Torah mitzvahs and make the right decisions at the right time. Adkan. Shabbat Shalom.